Okay, but then we're hitting California screaming.
Janny stuck her tongue out convivially at her brother, and he gently hip-checked her in return. It was like Christmas morning for these two. Even the disagreements were mostly in fun. Sounds like a plan, I said. And then we'll hit It's Tough to Be a Bug for your little brother. I scooped up Alex Jr. in my arms and held him close, kissed both of his cheeks. He looked back at me with his peaceable little smile. Life was good again. Chapter 6. That was when I saw James Truscott approaching, all 6'5" of him, with waves of red hair hanging down over the shoulders of a black leather jacket. Somehow, some way, Truscott had gotten his editors in New York to agree to do a continuing series on me, based on my track record for getting involved with high-profile murder cases on a fairly regular basis. Maybe it was because the last one, involving the Russian mafia, had been the worst case of my career, and also very high-profile. I had taken the liberty of doing some research on Truscott. He was only 30, educated at Boston University. His specialty was true crime, and he'd published 2 nonfiction books on the mafia. A phrase I'd heard about him stuck in my head. He plays dirty. Alex, he said, smiling and extending his hand as if we were old friends meeting by chance. Reluctantly, I shook hands with Truscott. It wasn't that I disliked him or objected to his right to write whatever stories he wanted to, but he had already intruded into my life in ways that I felt were inappropriate, like writing daily emails and arriving at crime scenes, and even at our house in D.C.